All right, so good morning, everyone. So it's 8 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and get rolling. I think this morning we're going to spend a considerable amount of time, specifically in prayer. The past couple of times I've been able to share with you guys and work with you guys, my assignment was a bit different. A couple weeks ago was more so to kind of build you up and encourage us as prayers, and kind of Ms. Ava said one time that she told the Lord, she's like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm good with praying, but I want to see the effects of my prayers. Like, I want to see that something happened because I prayed, not just because there was prayer, but because I prayed. And so some of the things that shared last time were effects of because we prayed, and that was kind of the assignment. That, then today, excuse me, I'm kind of going to see where the Holy Spirit wants to go with this, but the three kind of areas I believe we'll be hitting is, again, over the word of the Lord through Brother Copeland and others, Brother Savelle, about the coming year being the year of abundant harvest. So we'll be praying over the harvest today, wisdom where that's concerned, the transition, which actually here in a minute I'll read a word through Brother Copeland earlier this year in August that he shared. So transition of the nation, which that's wrapped up in the harvest, as well as praying specifically over the prophet's ministry. You can see biblically, and if I slip up, I wash my tongue this morning, and sometimes it misbehaves. But you can see biblically a lot of times when there's a transition nationally, the importance that specifically the ministry of the prophet plays. The Lord said something to me a while back, actually before the last election, as the elections were coming. And this was in a time of personal prayer where, I'm supposed to be recording this. It was in a time of personal prayer where he said that the days are coming and indeed are here now, again, where the leaders, much like the kings of old, seeked the man of God for what the Lord was saying, to make decisions, whether it was militarily or whatever concerning the nation, that those days are coming back. And we're seeing that now with our current president, with others, people in Congress, asking for prayer in the Capitol, asking for prayer in the White House. And that's what we're gonna be thinking scriptures that come up, because he's funny. We're gonna start, and actually, I want to warm up. Let's just start praying in the Spirit. But I want to do an exercise, one that the Lord's had me do, in learning to Pastor Terry talked about streams of prayer, and, well, not just Pastor Terry, but the Bible talks about it. That's why she talks about it. Streams of prayer, and a lot of times there can be someone praying, and then we're praying, and we'll automatically go off on our deal. And really, so the purpose of the exercise this morning is to kind of focus on thing and not go into a kind of where we automatically fall. So I'm going to start. I want you guys to just listen for a few moments and find me here, and then come and pick up after me. And we'll start there for a few minutes, because I need y'all's help this morning. So, spend my room provestesque ekinem. Me está na casa bo un colovais es din clemata com ofrozeve kinja tempres fari kechita ne enkela zia tomokom zindombreva jika ai katli istimo. Je marliats odokonkru ma aha se elevistum mekai ie eteia kej dambahun o sigale genjipa melovoki aengise palos nase kentumo honlam andevra asvake hanle esten kadevo upra mazvo onkurri estij de sakrita vale jupa asfande kreats kitemi me o kongubo na esdite ma ale foskai ze etumola umbalo jdipa mel igativela sit gi ospa ainda chre na yeah ma sedomo onguro bash ande chrete zi elevecum oruts di ejdit mengraba unsum malavajo zute calivate esto cum brava hande escale isto cocoma yebi entele misco zumbra ainde che meston comporova ye edevil estume mines indica mela vanga o homo becai istorie mel va se lo vosta ba che le vecin di cromos van de critali mele vinge lo moschi mensendo crua mel vo cud o sing an di cret ma hat fela esconze fres fale chista cam pravas monge cretela Si ele monge, otspando homo, zavara e kele vuhum ofromas vaste keli, me ingige vale vostomo cu o levange sta et scande campal vesto stite. Si ele mande vilon stomoro cova. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. This was a word through Brother Copeland on August 24th, earlier this year. And it says, don't be concerned at this time about the direction that the nation is taking, for you see, you are in transition. You're transitioning from a splintered, sick, and dying nation, swarmed and choked by political ideas and godlessness. You're transitioning to one nation under God, indivisible. Don't pay so much attention to the news media. They don't know much. They don't know much. All they know is what's already happened. For my angels are at work. I'll come back to that. For my angels are at work. The prayers of my people have been heard on. No, I'll address it now. last Sunday, as we were praying here, pre-service prayer, this was question. Okay, who was here a couple weeks ago? Excuse me, as we were talking about the harvest, and I talked about as they came up, we were praying, and the midnight meetings with the Holy Spirit came up. Has anybody experienced that over the past couple weeks? Okay, all right, I have. But I was reminded last week, excuse me, be expecting those, by the way. But I was reminded last week as we were praying, and the Lord just told me to share it. Yeah, it's the end of the year. It's the end of this year. But Christmas, when Jesus was born, and the angels, we have this picture of the angels that showed up in the heavenlies, you know, singing hallelujah, you know, singing what they were singing, that was just a heavenly choir. No, they were armed and ready, escorting the greatest gift ever given. And they were ready to go to battle. Heaven was on the move for what Jesus came to do. This is still that same season, and your angels are on the move. This is still a season of miracles. So be aware of your angelic assistance constantly. And I've said it once, and I truly believe it, that I believe that the saints of old had a much greater understanding and awareness of all of the help they had than I think we may have lost some here and there. But be aware of that. This is still a season of miracles. And my angels are at work. The prayers of my people have been heard on high, saith the Lord. The United States is the only nation on this planet formed by people, expressly because they love me and wanted to worship me, saith the Lord. I created the nation of Israel because I love them, but the United States was created because you love me, and I will, saith Jesus, never, ever forget it. I'm not bringing judgment and destruction upon this nation. It has already happened. And the healing of that judgment, the healing has already begun. And for the most part, the healing and deliverance from that judgment has just now been resolved, saith the Spirit of Grace, because you have no idea how much prayer is going on in the White House. You have no idea how much prayer is going on around this president at his request. You don't know, but understand this. I put him in there. And I'll take care of him in there. He has a lot of rough edges, but so do you. Yes, sir. So do you. My grace is being poured out on him and on his family. And I'm asking you, saith the Lord, I'm asking you, I'm telling you, don't make your words stout against me or against him. This is not a time to be critical. It's a time to pray. It's a time to stand in the gap. It's a time to know and understand that I'm not about to let this nation fall. I am not about to let it fall. Its greatest hour is yet to come, and it's very soon to manifest. This nation is in the midst of being born again. Now, let's go over to Romans. Chapter 8, and we're going to do an exercise on getting in the Word, so keep a finger in Romans 8, and then go over to Ephesians chapter 1. Like Brother Keith Moore says, when you got more than one finger holding a place in the Bible, you're getting in the Word. So, Romans chapter 8, we're going to read a couple verses here, and then in Ephesians, we're going to start with praying that prayer over our leadership in Ephesians chapter 1. But Romans chapter 8 says, verse 19, for all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against this will, all creation was subject to God's curse, but eager with hope. The creation, I'm gonna replace that, the word creation with nation. The nation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from decay, from death and decay. For we know that the nation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to this present time. Now skip down to verse 26. It says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our, I'm reading from the New Living. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed with words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Let's go ahead over to chapter Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll begin with praying this and flow. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Hmm. Father, we thank you. And yes, we praise you. We praise you for you're worthy. You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. You alone are worthy, sir. And we thank you that this time, this transition of this nation, this new nation that will be birthed, that we don't know what it looks like yet. We don't know what it looks like yet, but it will be to your glory, that your name is glorified, that your name is exalted, that all men would come to see and to know and to grow in the knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord, and ever since, and I'm praying this over our physical leadership, the President, Congress, the Supreme Court, all the underlying courts, but I'm praying this also for the prayers, for the intercessors, those that are in true authority in this nation, those that are calling the shots from the spiritual realm, those that are sitting and watching from their watchtowers. And nombroves basto com broves te canamaji evroba, se zimbeta com broves des to cupreva, zianomo comje et velas dam bajo movres de ste shikitia, zilamono comba as vitela, genzena male vesto jabo com breves diceta, sindelo, halvate brevas diceto roba zambaki, ziala mangita, sendela va e che, ste cano mose, sila mandopra bas van de crisce, si be e che la vai e che. Dejo, sin juma, bai de heke ij de tu makale, jela mandubra ambeda vrist eke de vesteke, siela vocumbra advala, sten mine balvestan crida boco bov rocos dista tinge leveci alopato, se de leve kende malevest in bahad balo brovas vistatia. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly. I pray for you constantly. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom, spiritual wisdom, spiritual wisdom, not just the knowledge, but the not just the knowledge of what is and what to do, but the knowledge of how to do it, the wisdom on how to use the knowledge that's given, the to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he's called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Father, we thank you for the light. We thank you for the light. We thank you for the light. The light flooding the hearts of men. The light flooding the minds of men. The light. The light opening the eyes of the blind. That the no breves de bajum breves dicho do combre este jete na maco vorostiche, si la manaco breves de este so con cra de vela mas de velice. For where your light is, darkness has to flee. They can't stay. So the endo breves de este to con brova na maca levesti a lo vo con breves denche da breves besta caluva, si a la monombra as vacheta li vequite, sin de lo mocho dacam, sin doro vos bando con breves. Beste sike la vacia, sen moridie eteale, jdeno kambal vas de stenze na hake la vas to comproves besta shikia. Those that have been blinded, that have been blinded by a growing sense of differences, blinded by differences, which in the churubes vesto cumbreva da brovas destote, it had been tried to be fostered into hate, but in brovas desto, we thank you that the light is causing them to see. The differences are minuscule. Sombreva na combrovas de shoto combreva ni maria varo manaka leva stitch de copre, si alla manavre as vando combreves de chita, sen mena cambrevas da shekea, si do o cumale, gi alla manjobra made cambreves den chin de creta malava sombova le kite, stelo vado combreves decha. I pray that your hearts be flooded with light. Keep going. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he's called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand. I pray also that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. For us who believe him, that you'll understand the incredible greatness of God's power. For us who believe him, this is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Father, we and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Father, we thank you that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now raising this nation from the depths of darkness that it was headed to. It's raising this nation and making alive the very heart, the very core of this nation. And it's raising us up. It's raising us up. It's raising us up. Just like you raised Jesus from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the place of honor, that this nation will once again be elevated in a place of honor, but not for the glory of the United States, not for the glory of a man sitting in an office, but for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of the Father who sits on high, to the glory of the Father and the creator of the universe, and no breves dancho no con breves bate che le viaceta selmane breve o sudoku shina makaria sendeka brave stecha sulla manaki es deke shandekum e sati mende la mashkana o copra gi etin de mai e kasidum so okoba ye chine male as dokuma aike in et ete ba mind as disikidum brova Este ai ma che assoma mandale mai cassetoba morova in gestes bie ma a kind is un cum ainda ale ans ade ama os ativea am o bai as edike am ans ando oper ai de hesin di es omomba as egidal asima me ekein as kabali jom avelukuma es nai shamakan ozebrei masita mais an shudo ma asbeka alasie ma ashumand el is edei ma ako do ola ash ina al indike ma ens edom avra as baha shiato ma alve ezekre mas ekea shinareva mas vakambova menjela masiete o lishe bakrum anzvekre di es sambale ve is shoma katelea Sia shomonoko, so do makashk ede siarova, yesho ukubo o levan eins ekita vaisht es sokro, mendivaleki, zuno unku, shima singele inkat basehe, sid bahum do brema ali gustanch bedi kampan, zuno okoi ets edali viste. Yeah, you that thought you had some semblance of power. You that thought that you sat in a high place. You that thought that that you were untouchable. No. You have been called down from your high place. You have been called down from your high place. Dombra na se yijamahuz adeveleg dandeka in zomal vostije, sina maj o kopa, salminjie, balvaso hom brovas da sheta kian mando broveste chakalia, halma anevea, sorovas don hom brevesdeste sakaprevesti chikoraba. Now he is far above any ruler, or authority, or power, or leader, or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. And sir, we take our place as your body in this earth. You said that as you are, so are we in this world. We take our place. We take our seat.
Men voton bo kom breves den sikite.
Dumbakia. Kalamunj.com brevis deshteka. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that bless you. I pray that bless you and bless you for the one coming. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you, United States. He will empower you, our sister Israel. He will empower you.
Jim Belly Jati, Gieje Mehati Malish, Dombalin Jan de Cambalios Bohubru. Gije Duro, me, Jem Balingechan de Keke, O Joe, my dea. Jebali Joe Mongo, by she's a digge, die shed, zeki dandi, a bangumo, ingaji de Mangalum, by Fajide. By Jimen Luman Gujan Bohungulo, Baval Javaleja and Gibeli Vision Balin Jaban de Kijea. Benje Malibem. Be jongo by you don't go ma jengale jombo hungo go by say da balibo jombo le vejende klinges banzeda.
Yeah, Israel is mine. The United States is mine. Russia is mine. Russia
Oh ma kiere vashkala promos vashtash kedaria Gombrova senjete hankelo stabo hombovrokos dashtete
Watch Russia, watch Russia, watch Russia, watch Russia, watch Russia, watch Russia.
Shongara machat voro oshkarin jetanim bakus festale jumoko opo grastej desikicheta. Steno kumbaravaz desh do soho. Silava no kusdan sekhan levish donja hamprovas dish des sakake levish dita. De la manjo hombrevas desh tatia.
Father, we thank you for the changes of relationships. The changes of relationships between Russia and Israel. That nation needs to be blessed. It needs to be blessed. It needs to be blessed. It's come from under that communistic dragon, and it needs to be blessed. And there's a people in there. There's a people in there calling for it. And you've said that there's a revival breaking out in the nation of Russia. In the nation of Russia, we thank you for it, and we give you praise for it. We give you praise for it. We thank you for the changes of relationship between Russia and the United States. I pray that from your glorious and unlimited resources that you will empower us with inner strength, empower you with inner strength through your spirit. Then Christ will make his home in the heart of your nation as we trust in him. I thank you, Lord, that our roots will grow down into God's love. And keep us strong. I thank you that the roots of the heart of this nation, the roots of the heart of Israel, the roots of the heart of Russia are growing down into the, down.
I shared this with my Monday night prayer call group. We have fun too, y'all. It's fun. But you ever seen
How many of y'all have lived through like a tornado or a hurricane or something like that and seen, okay, and you've seen like trees toppled and all of that stuff, like big oak trees and stuff? I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. Actually lived through Hugo. I was 8 when it came through, and I remembered seeing, I could tell when the eye of the storm passed, because at one point the wind was blowing this way and you saw everything going that way. And I saw a truck blow across the, actually from one, from a driveway into the neighbor across the street's yard. And then it was this eerie calm. And then everything was going that way. Now, it would have been really cool if the truck blew back into the driveway where it came from, but it didn't. It came back across the street, but it didn't go back where it was. That would have been real cool. But if you've ever seen a palm tree in immense wind, it bends. But those things will not be uprooted. I don't care what comes at it, unless it dies from the core, it won't be uprooted. It'll go back and forth. It won't break. It's not coming up. Roots down. The roots of a palm tree go, I think, and Lord, correct me if I'm quoting this wrong, but the roots of a palm tree grow as far down into the ground as they grow tall. And that's why it's not coming up. Now, thank you, Lord, that our roots are growing down into your love, and that will keep us strong, and that we'll have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep your love is. May we experience the love of Christ in the United, I said the United Nations, yeah, United Nations, that we'll experience the love of Christ that is too great to understand fully. Then we'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. All glory to you, Father. All glory to you, who is able, through your mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I actually have circled, I've squared think and wrote underline imagine. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we place a demand on the prophet's ministry. We place the demand on the ministry of the prophet, and we lift up the prophet's ministry to you now, because we need it. We need it. We need it. And we lift up the prophet to you now. We lift up Brother and Sister Copeland to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you strengthen them. Give them strength and wisdom. Wisdom for what's ahead. Give them strength physically. We thank you that the very same power that raised Christ from the dead is now making alive their mortal bodies, strengthening them from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet. Strengthening. We thank you for wisdom for Pastor George and Terry, and we place a demand on the ministry of the prophet that operates in that pastoral anointing, because we need it. We need it as a body. We need it as a church. We need it as a ministry. But we thank you for strength. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for wisdom. The wisdom to know what to do, when to do, how to do. Men mochum breves nancino cobrias feligi tiele vestampro. Gentela mono combovros del comarvo subra galeveshi. Diele mangena comprovani. Zinonge la vicani, calvato pufra e seli chantichina marivalo bosoto. Duriman de clea. Gina Maravuto Mahadelusti Kli Ashvito Humbovruto, Milavangela Likane Misk Edishtan Shinami Alovotum Rafaskela Vashkitea. Yelamandu Kumprovialo Kuza Han Sevelistice. Sturvat Sombo Hundvati Frestan Vete Camera. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Again, I'm reading from the New Living. Jesus also said, I'll wait till y'all get there. Here are some pages turn. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops of its own. First the leaf, blade, pushes through. Then the heads of wheat are formed. And finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come. Who planted? The farmer. Okay. Who grew it? God. Who harvested it? The farmer. Now, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I imagine it takes some know-how. Some know when. Who grew up in a farm in here? I've done that. Okay. Does it takes some know-how to know when something's ripe, when not, like when it's ready for harvest, where you're harvesting, all of that. As I was praying about this morning, and we're going to actually get right back into prayer here, but as I was praying about this morning, this came to me, and so I'm going to say it. There are some people's harvest that is sitting in some of our closets, in some of our garages. Things that we may have forgotten is there, but somebody's looking for that stuff. In Ecclesiastes, it says, know the state of your flocks. And I'm going to paraphrase for time's sake because I want to get more prayer in here. But it says you should know the state of your flocks, and it goes through saying how, you know, this goat, the price of this goat is for buying more material. The price of this field is for buying more goats, so on and so forth. I believe as we transition and going into this year of abundant harvest, it'll be a good thing for us to take account of what we have, because there may be some seed yet that hasn't been sown that we may should have sown a while ago that's holding up a harvest in one area or another for us. So we'll pray about that, and actually here we're going to pick up in praying specifically for wisdom in the harvest, and not just everybody gets excited about, oh, yay, harvest time, and everybody automatically goes to financially. If you can't, the financial deal is a low level. You know, God needs you. He needs you having what belongs to you. He needs you to have in your possession what belongs to you. He needs that the evidence of the law of seed time and harvest working on the positive end, because it's always working. It's a law. It's like gravity. It works. If you don't believe me, jump off the building and see if you win. It works. But we see it so much working in the negative. He needs it.
He needs people, you know, that's sitting in and constantly being fed and sowing healing to then be manifesting healing in our places of assignment and what we're doing. He needs that being shown so that people see him. That's always been the plan. He never when he cut the covenant with Abraham. You can go back and read it. He said, I'll do this for you and any of those that are so, I'm paraphrasing, this is Seacrest translation, but it holds water. Any of those that you ask me to do this for, I will do that for. And you notice when they went, when he went to jerk the slacks out of the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah with the 300 out of his household, all of them weren't born in his house. It was never an exclusionary thing. It later became that, but it was always his plan to for there to be fruit here and so that people would come and want to know, man, what are you doing? I want in on that. What are you doing? I want in on that so that the nations would come to him. So let's pray because there's some things and this is what I'm believing for as we go into this last segment. We only got a couple minutes. Good night. That wisdom would flow to us for our personal harvest, but that's going to translate into the great harvest. And so let's head in the spirit here for it's 8:42 right now. Let's head in the spirit for a few more minutes here. Kumaria, endu kumari, mungalebea, mukala ushkema, dengili mespachadovro, jita lingismo chodopo franze kelije. Dos ba kiespa, jitumo uskati tes adiaro bachum della ishkatizie. Livangina lokozoba. Jude melich dialachado macho de velicite singita ba chodobo las fegiche selve na chravo zimbare venjet chrakalvano chobofroko jialavanzine shidaroko dis achalaveche jembrande sodikila banj alivalakai mezatie senzunuku 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 sindo chombroves besta zekila va chombofroko zvense chalaveste shikitie Pelava jubovra mazvanse kaleva stoncho to compravas bache, fialo dopo o cobraze vedicanine, milabaninje tingalimbe hadvande hambavrungus fastestida. Father, we thank you that we are your sheep and you're our shepherds. We know your voice, and a stranger's voice will not follow. We have ears to hear what you're saying to us, sir. We have ears to hear what you're saying to us regarding this abundant harvest, this abundant harvest, this abundant harvest, this time of harvest. We have ears to hear what you're saying. We have eyes to see what you're showing us to do. And we are willing. You said if we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And we make the quality decision that we are willing to do whatever it is that you say to do. We're willing to do whatever it is that you show us to do. We are willing. We are willing, and we will be obedient in the name of Jesus. Kombrava ninjetia, selamanaho bofros tejda singiria rova, bejvan de Christi paravich tutim. Sin manohombovra nekea, shiadumaske, ndish dokum. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory for it. We give you praise and honor and glory for it. We thank you for the again, placing a demand on the prophet's ministry, the increased revelation. We have access to that because we not only sit under the prophet, but we pray for the prophet continuously. We pray over the prophet's ministry continuously. And you said that what we join up to, we have access to. We have access to that anointing in our personal lives. We have access to that anointing in our professional lives. We have access to that anointing and all it entails, and we place a demand on it now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. It's 8:45. I don't know that anybody needs a shuttle over. But does anybody have anything they'd like to share that they got through?
I just kept feeling like, and when you were speaking, I heard you say it the first time, and I heard you say it clearly, Gene Bailey. I heard that a couple times come out of your mouth so clearly. After you said his name, I actually spoke it into the prayer. And so the Holy Spirit was showing me that Gene Bailey, I don't know if we're aware of it, but he is so connected. He was showing me that some pastors in this church is very vital to the revival of this nation. And Gene Bailey is one of them. And that's what we're praying. We're praying out instructions for him, and his footsteps are being ordered of the Lord through our team today.
Hallelujah. Okay. Did anyone else have anything? Nope. Okay. Let's go to church. I don't know who's teaching. Do we have Faith Foundations this morning? I'm not sure. Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out in a minute. Y'all have a blessed day. Merry Christmas.